KTAR.
It's all about the Pantene's, baby.
And now, the men who put the EU back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to a game shortened edition of the Computer Corner. It is, in fact, the Data Doctors here in studio. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock talking to you about technology, computers, various things that we think you might find of interest. And, of course, taking your calls. We're just going to make this an open call show since we've got very little time.
We'll throw out the number right away to get things started. It's 602-277-5827. Already a couple people on hold hanging out there. We're going to get to them right quickly, but a few lines open for you again. 602-277-5827. KTAR.
Or you can take your chances digitally by going to our website, datadoctors.com, which you notice we're one of the few shows out there that's not saying www.
Because you don't really need it no more.
How about this one? www. Dot.
Yeah.
You hear that one all the time.
That ain't not gonna work.
No. So datadoctors.com, just click on the radio show section and you'll see a way to interface with us. You can either ask us a question or give us a suggestion. We love those suggestions, especially the ones that say, "You guys stink."
We love those ones the most.
Oh, and we have an audience member that's actually got a microphone.
That's dangerous.
That was my son right there giving you a little. Was that a Snicker?
Yes.
A Snicker bar. It is a somewhat somber day in that it's the third anniversary of 9/11. I'm sure that everybody remembers almost as if it was yesterday. The place and time you were when you heard the news or saw the events. Obviously, we want to pay tribute to those that lost their lives that day. If you haven't had a chance to drive by or see the incredible display over at the Tempe Town Lake.
You know what? I drove by on the way down here. It was pretty cool.
It's very, very, it hits you when you see
that. See all those flags, it makes you think. It puts it in perspective.
Each flag represents an individual that lost their life that day, so... if you want to see what's going on with 9/11 memorials throughout the country, that's actually one of the links we have on our website today as well. So, feel free if you want to talk about it when you call in, you have your computer question, you just want to say something, whatever, just talk about it a little bit. Feel free to do that. Obviously, that's very appropriate on this third anniversary. So 602-277-5827. Just go ahead and give us a holler. And later on in the show, of course, we'll have our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week, which... if you're looking to figure out how to print labels, Mike Hell's come up with a good one this week. Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's a good one.
Lots of news about Service Pack 2. If you haven't already gone through the fun of updating, you may want to inquire as to what you may want to do before you do jump into the fray. If you've updated Service Pack 2 along the way and you want to give us your opinion of what happened, I guess there's no opinion
of
what happened.
Fact of what happened.
Yeah. Yes.
If you want to report to us what happened... feel free. Do we want to just like slide Adam in here real quick?
Why not?
Because you know this is a compressed show.
Find,
this is
sound.
We're using MPEG-3 today, correct? With a compression on our show.
I suppose we are.
Oh. All right, cut that. It's compressed show. There you go. We're even compressing your open.
I was turning it down just slightly. You either have on or off.
Yeah,
there's no in between.
It's blaring loud or nothing. Adam, what's going on, Bubba?
Not too much. It sounds like I'm an MP3 today, though.
You are an MP3. Hey, do you recall 3 years ago the events of 9/11? Do you recall where and when you heard? And
yeah, actually, I was in the living room of my house watching TV.
Before school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Shouldn't you have been in school? But probably a little bit before.
I was actually getting ready for a meeting with one of our large corporate customers that. The corporate people had flown in, and their offices were basically right on the river there, or right across Manhattan there in New Jersey, their world headquarters. And obviously, there was a lot of discussion about this before the meeting. But I mean, there were some people from the area that I got to meet with, or that I was meeting with anyway. So it was really, it was even more telling because they had more detail about the area, and it was just surreal, still shocking. So anyway, let's talk about your news items for the day. What do you got for us?
Well, I've got some stuff on a couple new variants of MyDoom.v and MyDoom.u.
Now, MyDoom came out, a year and a half ago?
Oh, it was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, and so they keep coming up with variants. These are script kiddies. These kids are these people that have no real computer knowledge, but they find ways of downloading the code from the internet and making small changes and re-releasing them, huh?
Right.
In fact, Mike Hill had a link to a Script Kiddie article that was pretty well written in the newsletter that was sent out yesterday.
As well, on our website, the motivation behind virus writing, there's a very interesting behind-the-scenes article that was published in the New York Times that we have a link to.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so what's going on with MyDoom? Do we need to be concerned about it?
Well, the newest variants, I believe, VNU actually tried to open a backdoor Trojan called... Cirilla, if you try and open the infected email.
So you do have to fall for that open the attachment thing?
Yeah.
So obviously, folks, what's our normal advice on this, Michael?
Yeah, do not open any attachments.
But wait a minute, it's somebody I know.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's a friend of mine.
No, it isn't.
But I gotta see the picture of Anna Kournikova with her skirt up.
They're spoofing you. They're going to trick you. Don't open it.
But my friend
Don't
wouldn't trick me.
No, my friend wouldn't send this to me if he was...
What it is it goes in and it gets your address or your friend's address and it sends it out and it fakes you out. It says it's coming from your friend, but it's really coming from somewhere else because it's gone in there and taken that information. So what you want to do is if there's an attachment and you don't know that... if you got off the phone and your friend's like, I'm sending you an attachment right now.
Yeah.
Okay, open it. Otherwise, do not open it or call your friend and go, hey...
What is this?
I got this Anna Kournikova or whatever. I got Victoria's Secret gift certificate.
Yeah.
Did you send this to me?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Know-it-all.
Miss Know-it-all.
Well, I don't have a Miss Know-it-all.
Actually, the bottom line is, if you absolutely positively don't know what it is, and generally that requires prior knowledge, a prior email, prior phone conversation, you shouldn't be opening that file. Anyway, so that obviously is solid advice all year round, but specifically with this new attack. So stay away from those attachments, folks.
Yeah, and there's actually an interesting thing about these two variants that embedded inside the code that was used to write the virus. There's a message to the antivirus industry saying, "We searching for work in AV industry."
Nice. Well, yeah, that's the first sign that it's not a legitimate email when they use a broken English.
Yeah. Well, it's in the code, actually. So
yeah,
the antivirus people, they're going through the code to figure out how this works. It's saying, we want a job. And, you know, Semantics sends out a message saying, hey,
nice.
You cats, you're not getting anything. So just keep walking. Anybody who does any kind of virus writing, we're not offering a job.
All right, the compression continues. Your next story?
Yeah, well, with all these threats, like from the RIAA and stuff about file sharing, well, you would think people would stop doing it, right?
No.
No.
Hey, there's something compelling about free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got a story here about instead of going away, it's going underground. In some cases, way underground for file sharing, music sharing, things like that.
So you have to get a shovel out now to get free files, or how does that work?
You know, I didn't mean that literally.
No, well, broadband, the cables are buried underground.
I got it. I mean, they're getting more covert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, folks, if you're still downloading music for free from anywhere, and it's not a major free trial or a giveaway, where if you can download any song you want that just came out for free,
kazah,
it's illegal.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
Well, not too much in the news story, but I got something interesting. I got invited to have a Gmail account.
Nice.
Gmail, what's up, G?
Oh, I wish I would have known you needed the invite. I could have sent it a while ago for you.
I just got one, too.
Explain what that means to the peoples.
Well, Gmail is this new beta service that Google is coming out that's an email service that allows you to have a gigabyte worth of email.
And why is that different from, like, Hotmail or Yahoo Mail?
Well, because, that's only, you know, about 25... bigger, if
so,
not more.
So your mailbox won't fill up anywhere near as quick if you use a lot of web mail.
Right, and it's especially good for people who want to send videos to each other, large audio files. I don't mean illegal audio files, of course.
Of course not, yes.
Of course, and like large images and stuff, multimedia things.
Got it.
But you missed the most important feature of Gmail.
Oh, yeah, the search feature.
The search feature. You know that Google obviously has the world's most powerful search engine. What if you could search all your email like you could search the web?
Get
well,
out.
You can.
Yeah, you can.
Cool. Get out.
It's built into their mail client, and it's free, and it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does
so there.
How do the peeps check out this Gmail, Adam?
I look forward to your next syllable with great eagerness.
Well, to get your own Gmail account, somebody who already has a Gmail account has to send you an invitation.
Oh, really? So I can't just go to, like, gmail.com?
No. It's special invite only. Actually, Jeff, one of our workers, he bought an email invite when it first came out, $25 off the internet.
Yeah, that's actually eBay. Illegal now. You're not supposed,
you're not supposed to be doing that.
That was way back when, though. So
you're going to invite...
This guy that you know, who did it.
Are you going to invite 10 people?
Milo.
Are you going to invite 10 people or something? You're
I'm still trying to figure out where the invitations that I got for getting my new account are. I don't know if I have any yet.
After you've been a member for a few days, look on your left-hand side. You only have 3 invites to give for most people.
Okay. I don't know. They moved it because now we just saw it the other day, and it's at the top. They've moved it like 3 times. They're still, it's in beta format, so they're moving around the site.
Right.
So look around, but you have to use it actively in order to get the invite.
And for those of you keeping score, beta means that it's pre-release. It's not ready yet. It's still baking in the oven. Don't mess with it.
And if it breaks your computer,
that's
oh
right.
Well.
Yeah, you're on your own.
Yeah.
All right, Adam. You're how old are you now?
14.
Okay, all right.
We had to check each week just to make sure you didn't turn 17 on us.
Our baby's growing up so fast.
He is. Soon he'll be able to drive down
here. It's our tweenager from Glendale, Arizona. Thanks, Adam.
No problem.
Appreciate you calling in with words of wisdom and news of the day. How much time do we have?
We got about, 3 minutes or so?
3 minutes.
Should we try to see if we can help Sheila?
Let's talk to Sheila.
Question? And by the way, I'm going to remind you, we got a free line open, 602-277-5827. For you.
Sheila.
Hi. Well, I want to tell you right away that I'm very stupid when computer illiterate.
Excuse me. We don't use that on this show. You're either a cyber nut or a cyber tard. Yes.
Well, here's what the problem is. It wasn't my idea, whatever, but I had Windows 98 Second Edition installed on here.
Okay.
And an upgrade was purchased and upgraded it to XP.
I see.
Now I have no sound and I cannot, and there may be other things, I cannot perform any of the scheduled tasks like defrag and that sort of
and
thing.
Sheila, don't you think you're being a little picky? You want all this stuff to work all the time?
Yes.
You clearly don't understand the computer business.
No, I don't.
No, actually, how old was the machine that you did this upgrade on?
Oh, it's I got the as component. Somebody helped me in November, so it's only 10 months ago.
Oh, okay. So it really wasn't that old of a machine.
No.
Gotcha.
But they're separate components. It's not like you went to Dell or something.
Right.
You went, your friend or somebody helped you and bought a bunch of pieces and stuck it all together.
Yeah.
Do we have a Sanford and Son sound file?
Yeah, we can hum one. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
It's one of those machines, huh?
What you probably need to do is get that same friend back over and help you get all the drivers for Windows XP that work with the hardware that you have.
Yeah, all those components should have come with, and if they don't, then you need to, like, one at a time go to each manufacturer's website and download the XP-specific drivers. Now, when you bought the XP upgrade, you just took the 98 and just said, okay, make 98 magically be XP?
Right. It wasn't my idea to do this.
I'm hearing small, tiny amounts of regret.
Yeah, well, I have a regret because nothing works.
Yeah.
Now, was something broken before that you were fixing?
No, here's what happened. In fact, I've talked to you once before, but anyway, I had a large hard drive, 250 gigabytes.
Oh.
But that's not really, I called you about that before, that's another issue. What has happened here is that my son wanted me to get the Cox high-speed internet, okay?
Uh-huh.
So he came over and did the home networking, all that stuff after they came and did the modem in the afternoon and everything. And then he was going to leave it on Windows 98. But anyway, when he was installing this, it said you had to put the disk in for Windows 98, which I do not have. Either this other friend had it or something.
Right.
So he says, well, he wasn't going to wait around for any of that stuff. He was just going to go get the XP upgrade, and that was that.
I see.
So I didn't dare argue, so that's just what I've got, and now this stuff.
All right, Sheila, because we're in compressed mode, did you understand what we were talking about? You need to find the specific drivers for each of the components.
Right,
so that
and
XP.
I just know that the hard drive is West. Now, can you answer one question for
you know
me
what, Sheila?
Quick?
Because we have to go to break.
Oh, darn it.
Hold on. We're going to take you off the air.
We got you to sit right where you're sitting there, Sheila.
We're going to go to a news break, so we'll spend lots of time with Sheila because she's got more issues than the New York Times.
It's quality time Sheila can afford.
I think so. Taylor, you got anything to add for Sheila?
No.
No, okay. Which is exactly what all the other people that were doing, her son and all these people that were trying to help her, probably should have said.
I'm not waiting for that guy. I'm taking care of this right now.
No should have been the answer, and Sheila will learn to say no more fervently in the future.
Well, she said she was regretting it and knew she shouldn't have done it.
Yes. Hopefully, those of you listening, learn from Sheila's pain that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The mantra of the show holds true with even the best of us here. So
it does. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the Geek Speak of the Week, the Download of the Week, and, of course, more of your calls, your questions at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR, back right after the news.